Stephanie, really excited about this because we've got ourselves a local happy headline today.
I know. This is so cool.
And I'm also excited because we got another Stephanie in here.
That's right.
We got Stephanie Watkins joining us this morning. And, you know, you are a big part of this happy headline, but more importantly, your kids are a big part of this happy headline. So, first off, let's introduce your wonderful children that you have here. So I guess do you get to steal a mic from one of your kids?
Because
they seem to have taken control of this whole studio today.
Yeah, so I have my twins here. This is RJ Whitney, and we have Devin Whitney, his older sister.
Okay, by how many minutes?
Two whole minutes.
Woo-hoo.
Two whole minutes, but he's got her by a good solid 10 to 15 pounds and a few inches. So.
Okay.
So you guys are joining us because, Devin, you have raised quite a lot of money to help out a local place up in Grand Rapids, the Mary Free Bed Rehabilitation Hospital. Is that right?
Yes.
What made you decide to do that? Yeah, don't get shy on me now. Because you want to help other kids, right?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Wonderful. Well, Stephanie, tell us a little bit more about how this all came about and got started.
So last summer, as we know, Kreisel Art Fair on the Bluff is a huge event here in St.
Mm-hmm.
Joe.
Yep.
So last year, it was during that really, really hot spell where it was just uncomfortably hot.
Mm-hmm.
Devin and RJ and I were all down at the Bluff. Devin decided she was too hot and she wanted to take off her dress and run around in her bathing suit, which was
typical
for the Bluff.
Totally.
Most adults do it these days.
Yeah, might as well.
Exactly. So as we're walking down, my mother noticed that people were kind of staring, which we're kind of used to. There were, you know, of course, a little finger pointing, a little whispering. People are curious, but they don't want to ask.
Mm-hmm.
So this was the first time, though, that Devin noticed. And she noticed a lot of it. So, mm-hmm. And it was hard for her to process that. At 7 years old, I don't know
Definitely. How
I would process it. I struggle with it now at my age.
Sure.
So she noticed and she got upset. And we had a couple people come over and they heard us talking to her. And, you know, they were like, you're a rock star. There was one woman in particular and she had her daughters with her. And they kept coming over and saying, you know, you're beautiful. You're amazing. You're mm-hmm. phenomenal. Don't let this get to you.
Sure.
It was definitely one of those moments for her that was going to, she could let this break her mm-hmm. and fall and crumble, or she could pick her head up and walk away. And she did. She picked her head up. She didn't put her dress back on. And she walked down to the fountain and to go play. And she walked down there proudly. And I was like, okay.
Awesome.
The tears went away and she let this be her defining moment.
Absolutely.
Good job.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
And you said you were, because we were talking about it, that she's a bit of a celebrity up at the Mary Free Bed Rehabilitation Center, right? Tell me that story.
So yesterday we were up there getting fitted for a new leg, which mm-hmm. is a big deal. And it's usually a 6 to 8 week long process to get a new leg fitted.
Mm-hmm.
We were up there and they had some people coming through and walking the rooms, just looking at the new rooms that they had set up. And her prosthetist said, well, you know, this is the little girl. And before he could even finish his statement, these people were like, you're the little girl who raised all the money. You're a celebrity up here. Here's people that we don't have any idea who they are, but they all knew her. They threw out even an invitation to a gala that's coming up and asking her to speak at this big event, you know, this big fancy parties that we don't
right.
do down here.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool to go up there and see her being... You know, this was not something that we anticipated to go this far. This was a project for her for a quick,
mm-hmm.
you know, a feel-good moment.
Definitely.
And it has just grown beyond expectations.
Now, it's Devin's Defenders. If you want to check out more info, you guys have a Facebook page. But also, you're selling these, you have one of those bracelets, right? You're selling these bracelets. Let me see the one. You're selling these wonderful bracelets and to help raise money for a Mary Free Bed Rehabilitation Center. And so how much money have you guys raised so far?
So total, the first check we took up was for $1,600.
Wow.
And it's all going back to the Center for Limb Differences Clinic. So what that does is that's only for kids who have limb differences. That's,
okay.
That's primarily what they focus on. And they, what they do is they have an annual picnic every year where all of these families get together. And because, let's face it, there's not a lot of kids generally around you that are suffering from a limb difference or challenged with a limb difference. So we all get together up in Grand Rapids. Well, what Devin wanted was she wanted more of those picnics, more of those events, more of those fun things to do to get to meet other kids like her.
That's awesome.
So that's where this money is going.
That's great. And we'll actually post this up on our Instagram and Facebook so everybody can see and hopefully get one of these bracelets as well, because these are great.
Absolutely. And RJ, what do you got to say, man? You're hanging over there. You got your own microphone. How do you feel about all this? You love your sister and your mom, and you love helping her out and helping out to all these other kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
What, are you skipping school today?
He's a
it's nice outside. It's nice outside. I'm not saying.
No, you might as well. I mean,
I'm not saying I give you a permission slip or not, but I don't think a permission slip written by us would really pass with the school.
Right, we'll call Roosevelt Elementary and
we need them on the radio all day. So
yeah,
well, thank you guys for stopping by here this morning. So thank you, RJ. You've been a real big help here, the big good co-host today.
Definitely.
And thank you, Devin. Devin, by the way, has the coolest, what are those cat ears that you got up on there? So we're going to, post a picture on Instagram?
Yes.
Can we do the face? Can you do the cat filter?
Oh yeah.
With the nose?
Those two probably. Yeah.
And you have like double ears.
With double ears.
So if you want more info, go check it out on Facebook. Probably be the best way if people want to get involved and help out. Devin's Defenders.
Yep. We've got a link on there.
Perfect.
And then you can get a hold of us. Anyway, we're on Facebook.
Wonderful.
That's great. What we're doing.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by this morning.